You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Patriots are 5-6. The Bills, even money. The spread here, the New England Patriots minus 1 at 10-11. The Buffalo Bills plus 1 at 10-11. 6 p.m. start time in the UK. This line set at 1. The Patriots giving the number here, Gil. Have we seen any line movement, first of all?
No, not really. It's sitting at minus 1. Again, we do this about 48 hours before game time. But it has stayed steady at minus 1.
Usually I'd start by talking about Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, but the focus this week might be on Rex Ryan and his defense, because incredible performance from the Bills last week to limit the Indianapolis Colts in that 27-14 home win. The question is, can they replicate that performance against the Patriots this week?
That really is the question. And by the way, just about the line movement, at one time it was 1.5, but that was a while ago and it settled in at 1. But essentially no line movement, because it's in the no man's land between a pick'em and 3. But yeah, you said it, Dave. It's, what do you really believe in this game? Do you believe the Patriots as they are wonderful and great perennially? Or do you believe in this Buffalo Bills team that just looked spectacular against Andrew Luck last week, in holding the Colts to 4.5 yards per play, in forcing 3 turnovers, in shutting out Andrew Luck and the Colts until the final minute of the third quarter? I think there's 2 key stats here, and this isn't going to, let me just say in advance, Dave, it's not going to clear up anything for anybody. But this is the interesting thing. Since 2009, Tom Brady's total QBR score, that is a quarterback rating from ESPN in the U.S., based on a scale of 0 to 100. His quarterback rating against the Jets, where Rex Ryan coached all these years before this year, is 54. 50 is average. Just above average. It's by far the worst mark for Brady versus any team. But 13 games worth of that, Ryan and the Jets still managed to only go 4-9 straight up against the Patriots. And since we have a short spread here, straight up actually applies.
Yes.
Another way of looking at it, same sort of thing, is that the Bills' defense is the number 1 in an advanced statistic called expected points allowed since the start of 2014. So their performance last week is very consistent with how good of a football team, or how good of a defense anyway, they were last year. Brady's total QBR, though, against top 10 defenses in EPA, just to sort of gauge Brady against top-flight defenses, 78.6 total QBR, 18 touchdowns against just 7 interceptions. So Brady, the greatness of Brady, if you will, seems to trump all of that.
It does, and you mentioned a couple of key statistics there with Belichick and the New England Patriots going 9-4 against Ryan when he was in control at the Jets. The Buffalo Bills historically have an awful record against the New England Patriots as well. They've lost 21 of the last 23, and one of those wins came when New England were resting players as well, Gil, so you can almost write that one off.
Yeah, I mean, really, it is. You're right. It's 21 of 22 when they're trying. That's an amazing stat, Dave, and I don't know, before I did research in this game, I don't know that I was aware of it. When I saw it, I was like, really? I mean,
yeah.
I knew they dominated him, but I had no idea it was like that. But it makes sense. The Bills haven't been good. Brady's been there the whole time for the Patriots over that span. But the Bills do have Tyrod Taylor as their quarterback now. And Tyrod Taylor is a guy who's getting his first start in his 5th season. And this is how NFL quarterbacks used to come up. They used to be able to sit on the bench for years, holding a clipboard, having a headset on, learning the offense slowly. Now, with salary caps and the amount of money they give these rookies, the pressure to play them right out of the chute is so great that they just get thrown into the fire. Well, Tyrod Taylor has come up the old school way, and at least the results in 1 week were spectacular for the Bills.
Yeah, he went 14 of 19 for 195 yards and a touchdown. It is so unusual for people this side of the pond anyway, Gil, that this, a lot of people will have thought, oh, this guy's just been drafted because we've never seen him before. But he has had a lot of experience watching different quality quarterbacks. And he did beat EJ Manuel, who was a number one pick, and Matt Castle to the job as well. So there must be some foundation to suggest that he can go on and at least manage the game for the Bills, and that's what they need this week, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, I guess the way you look at it, quite frankly, Dave, between you, me, and everyone listening, is don't mess this up, Tyrod.
Precisely.
You know, your defense is so good. But really, quarterback play in the NFL, there's only a handful of great ones. So if you can just be an above-average one, and I think Tyrod Taylor will be, and I think he's the Bills quarterback for the whole season, barring injury, I think he'll be great for them. And in this particular game, as great on defense as they were last week, they're getting back Marcell Dareus, are the Bills, on their defensive line. The Patriots, by the way, will be getting back LeGarrette Blount, but I think the Bills win in that little mano a mano. So I think all of that in the wash, it's one big colossal no play for me because I don't know which way to go, and it's not a game that, given a choice, I'd want to, you know, play. I'd much rather sit out and eat and drink and watch it.
I like the Bills there, incidentally. Looking forward to that one, though. The New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills, Sunday, 6 p.m.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.